Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es mal in Karten, Erik Aleph, Mishnah Tess. You may remember from Masech the Shabbos what a tanner or a chirayim are. A tanner is an oven. A chirayim or chirayim is a stove. It's actually a stove with two holes on top. A kira is a stove with one hole on top. Both start out, we make them like a big pot out of cheres. There's no floor. We place it on the ground and we secure it with tit, with a kind of cement. We smear the cement in such a way it shouldn't shake, it should be firm on the ground, and also to insulate it, to make sure the heat stays inside so it cooks and bakes properly. What is a rechayim? Rechayim is a contraption that is made out of, actually it's two big round stones. The bottom one is set in place in the ground. The top one is placed on the bottom one. And the top one goes round and around. And that's how we grind up the seeds of tefuah. We also make these grooves in the stones so that the tefuah gets caught inside and therefore it grinds up very well. Now let's see our Mishnah. Ma'midin taner v'kerayim v'rechayim b'mayim. It is mutter to set into place the taner, which is the oven. Kerayim is a kind of stove. V'rechayim, and this grinding thing, you can set them into place and secure it with the tit so that it can be used on chamamayim. See, the Chachamim say anything that's tzarech lechol nefesh that you need for food, you can do the normal way in chalamayit, even though it's not such an easy thing to do, and even though it's a maisa umen, it requires skilled people to do it. Rabbi Huda says, "Ein mechapshin es rechayim batchila." Mechapshin means, we mentioned beforehand, pressing out these little holes and grooves in it, which is done with a brand new rechayim stone in order to make sure that the tefuah gets stuck inside and it grinds up very well. Well, that you can't do on Yom Tov. Rabbi Huda holds, there's a lot of Torah over here. It's very difficult to do. It's skilled labor. And according to Rabbi Huda, it can't be done on Chalamayit, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. The Gemara also adds that in the middle of the Rechaim, they would drill a hole through and through so that the garinim fall through over there. Rabbi Huda doesn't allow us to make that on Chalamayit either. However, if we had a functioning Rechaim that somehow broke, you can fix it. Set it back into place. Because that isn't considered so much of a tircha, and it's not a maisil. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Mishnah test that you could set into place a tanner as an oven, a kerayim as a stove. It's actually a stove with two openings on top. A kira is a stove with one opening on top. You may remember that from the Sechta Shabbos. An chol hamoed, that's even smearing in the tit to keep it in place. Once again, the Chachamim say anything that is tzairach, eichel nefesh, provides food for chol hamoed or for Yom Tov. It's mutter to do it. It's mutter to set it into place during Chalamayid, even in the normal way, even though there's a tremendous amount of tircha, even though it's a Maisa Umen. Rabbi Huda says you can't make the grooves in the Rechayim if it's a brand new Rechayim, but if it's just old and worn, and you just have to fix it as opposed to making a new one, then it's okay.